Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, thanks for listening to Jesus Revealed. We're in this really exciting stage in the story of Joseph. Joseph has just been released from prison. It's recorded in Genesis 41, and it's a picture of Jesus and his exaltation. And really, you could put over this part of Joseph's life the exaltation of the suffering servant. Now, we're going to have a couple of sessions on this because as Joseph gets into this role, we see beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus, because the whole point of this series is about Jesus being revealed in the Old Testament. Now, you might remember that the butler, whose life has been saved because God revealed to him through Joseph's explanation of his dream that he was going to be reinstated in his job. 2 years run their course. This man has forgotten all about Joseph. And then when Pharaoh has this double dream, the dream of the fat calves being eaten by the thin cows and the fat corn being eaten by the thin corn, well, he remembers about Joseph, a Hebrew who was a servant to the captain of the guard, and how he interpreted the dream. So at this point, Joseph gets hauled out of prison, shaved, changed his clothes, and into this mighty man, probably the most powerful ruler of his day. And the guy says to Joseph, "I've dreamed a dream, and there's none that can interpret it, and I've heard said of you that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it." This is Genesis 41, verse 15. Now Joseph answers Pharaoh and says, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." You'll notice the humility of Joseph. Joseph is so like the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was incredibly humble. You know, it says in the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter 50, "He shall not cry nor lift up his voice in the street." You think, what on earth does that mean? Because the Lord Jesus did speak in the street. He did preach in public. But it means he will not draw attention to himself. Joseph was very unassuming, just like the Lord Jesus. Now, Pharaoh tells him his dream. And Joseph says back to Pharaoh in verse 25, the dream of Pharaoh is one. What he's saying is both dreams actually are one explanation. God has doubled it up. You might have noticed in the Bible that God says things twice for emphasis at times. He calls people twice, Moses, Moses, Saul, Saul. And so he emphasizes things by doubling them up. So he says the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Now, Joseph is the means by which this man knows all the purposes of God. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord Jesus is the means by which we know the purposes of God. You know, the Father has committed all things into his hands, the New Testament says. The Lord Jesus is described as the Alpha and Omega. He's the Word. He's the expression of God's will and God's purposes. In fact, Ephesians teaches us that everything will find its fulfillment in the person of the Lord Jesus. We're going to see pictures like this through and through these chapters. So God is explaining to Pharaoh what he's about to do. And so Joseph explains, and I don't want to get too much into the story, though it's very, very interesting. There will be 7 years of bumper harvests, and then there'll be 7 years of famine. And so difficult will be the famine, it will swallow up all the resources that were provided in the 7 years of bumper harvest. Now, what God is really warning Pharaoh of is he needs to basically make some type of arrangement so that they're protected during this period. So verse 32 of chapter 41, Joseph says, "The dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." In other words, God was going to do it, and he's giving us a double emphasis so we know that it would actually happen. "Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over all the land of Egypt. And let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years." So his advice was, take 20% of the harvest, store it for the bad years. Now, Pharaoh listens to this. And it says in verse 37, "It was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" So he's saying, we need a wise man. Joseph said he needs to be discreet and wise. He needs to be a leader. Who can we find like this? And Pharaoh looks at Joseph in verse 39. He says, "For as much as God has showed all this unto thee." There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Here, this is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is wise and discreet. The Lord Jesus is a leader. He shall lead men. He shall be the prince that shall rule. He's the one who shall rise up and lead God's people. Isaiah 55 makes that point for us. And God has revealed things to the Lord Jesus as he revealed them to Joseph. And the Spirit of God was in the Lord Jesus just as he was in Joseph. In fact, John's Gospel says that God did not give the Spirit by measure unto him. In other words, there was no limit to the Lord Jesus' experience of God's Spirit and the power of the Spirit in his life. Listen to what it says in verse 40. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. That's a bit like the relationship between the Father and the Son. They are equal. In status, the Father is greater than the Son. In the order that God has given, you look at 1 Corinthians 11 to see God's order. But it's only in status, in the throne. And in other words, Joseph was powerful and mighty. And only in the position of sitting on the throne was Pharaoh greater than him. The Lord Jesus, he submits to the will of the Father. And only in position and in structure is the Father greater than the Son. Now, read this with me, verse 42. Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand. And he arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and he put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him ride in the second chariot. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. So Joseph, he's dressed in fine linen, like the Lord Jesus, pure and holy. There's a gold chain about his neck, like the Lord Jesus, dignity, nobility. He's the ruler. He rides in the second chariot. He's promoted and displayed. The Lord Jesus will come back in power and great glory one day. Today he's rejected, like Joseph was in prison. One day he'll be enthroned. One day he'll come back in mighty power and glory. But you'll notice this. All the people had to bow the knee, and he was made ruler. Every knee shall bow to the Lord Jesus, Philippians chapter 2 says. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But the last thing that we discover here is that he gives Joseph a wife. He calls Joseph Zaphnath-Paneah. Now, that's very interesting because apparently in Coptic, that means a revealer of secrets. That's interesting, isn't it? A revealer of secrets. But it also seems to have the idea in Egyptian of being the saviour of the world. The Lord Jesus is the revealer of secrets, just like Joseph. He's going to make manifest the hidden things of the heart, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 says. He's going to expose the secrets of men, Romans chapter 2 teaches. The Lord Jesus is the revealer of secrets. He's also the saviour of the world. What beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus are to be found in Joseph. Finally, he gets a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, prince of On, priest of On. He gets a wife, but she's a Gentile and he's a Jew. The Lord Jesus will have a wife, a Gentile bride. It's the church, composed of Jew and Gentile, but predominantly Gentile. Oh, isn't it wonderful to see those beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus in Joseph? And so at the age of 30, he's enthroned into his public ministry, serving God. And we will see more of this man as we follow through the rest of the story in due course. Thanks again for joining us and listening. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.